but I passed the breath test. This is McDaniel Reynolds with the Reynolds Defense Firm, and we specialize in one thing. We represent good people facing DUI charges. While you know that it's illegal to drive with a .08 or greater blood alcohol content, not everyone knows that you could be arrested in Oregon for an alcohol DUI even if you blow well under a .08. This is a pretty loose standard, and it's a way that many of the good people we represent find themselves needing our help when they thought they were doing everything right. The Reynolds Defense Firm. We're solid, we're here if you need us, and we are very good at what we do.
Back to the Bald-Faced Truth with John Canzano on 750 The Game.
I love that we have a DJ who's working in here. It's like one of these really fancy restaurants you go into in Vegas. You got a DJ over in the corner.
You didn't even know about the hire, did you?
I'm okay. If we've invested in a DJ being part of the operation, I'm all for it. Anything that makes me look cooler, I'm all for that. Dan Lanning, Oregon football coach here. How are you, man?
I'm doing great, man. How are you?
I'm doing well. It's sunny. There's going to be some football played. I have no complaints. I'm trying to focus on gratitude because I hear that if you focus on gratitude, that happiness comes with that. So, you know, do you talk about stuff like that with your team?
Oh, absolutely. We did a visit the other day. You know, a lot of people think that success follows hard work, and we're kind of in the belief that, you know, success really follows, you know, appreciation for where you're at, happiness first, you know, and then hard work, you know, it will lead to success. But you gotta be happy with where you're at. And there's a lot of ways to practice that, right? Whether it's mindfulness, gratitude, like you mentioned. I think there's a lot of ways that you can help improve your opportunity to have success.
Help our audience out. When you talk about mindfulness with players, what are you talking about specifically? Are you just talking about some meditation or reframing yourself, or how intentional do you get with that?
Yeah, I think we try to give our guys a lot of tools and weapons that they can use, but it starts with just being where your feet are at, right? Being where your feet are at. So if I'm in a team meeting, be there. If I'm having dinner with somebody, you know, be present. Put your phone on the table, right? Acknowledge where you're at. But it also certainly could involve meditation. It could be visualization of what you want to accomplish, all those things.
Dan Lanning with us. Spring game Saturday. Do you what are you curious about with your team? Because there's things I want to see, but I bet you they're far different from what you want to see. What are you curious about?
Well, I mean, it'll be one of these situations where we go out there and we're calling plays that we know these guys can execute at a high level. So for me, it's now who's breaking tackles, who's making plays. We've had some live scrimmages, you know, but getting an opportunity to see that in front of a stage, you know, catching a ball when there's, you know, a bunch of people in the stands is a little bit different. So taking advantage of that opportunity that we have here, you know, a lot of places don't get the opportunity to have a great game atmosphere on spring, you know, for a spring game. You know, we do, and our fans are a big part of that. So seeing how these guys operate when there's people in the stands matters.
I like that you're playing a spring game. You had already talked about this, I think, at the time when you said, hey, we're going to play a spring game. But why is that important to you? Why is it important to you to have this event and have this game?
Well, I mean, more than anything, you get better at playing football by playing football. I know some places will, you know, have hot dog eating contests and pump, pass, and kick competition. But, you know, for us, we want to take advantage of the time that we get, right, on the field. You get a limited number of practices. How do we take advantage of that time? And again, because it's so unique here, you get a game day environment for our players, and you don't get a chance to say, hey, let's go have a practice game when the season comes around, right? So we want to take advantage of that opportunity.
Did William Jewell College have a spring game when you were there?
You know, it's so crazy. I don't remember one. So I don't know that. I don't know. I'll say this, you know, in a normal game day environment, I don't know how many people were in the stands. So we had practices in the spring. I don't remember us having a spring game. That doesn't mean we didn't. I just don't remember it.
I love that. Yeah, some places have hot dog eating contests, and some places you don't even know there's a spring game going on when there's a spring game going on. Hey, you turned 39 a couple weeks ago. Happy late birthday. But
appreciate it.
You know, I look back sometimes. I'll look back 5 years, 7 years, 10 years, and I'll be like, holy hell, I didn't know what I was doing 5, 7, 10 years ago. You know, do you ever have moments of reflection like that where you realize how much you've learned in a period of time?
All the time. Yeah, all the time, and I'm anxious to figure out what I don't know next. Right, that's life.
What do you know now that you didn't know 3 years ago as a coach?
You know, more than anything, I think just the anticipation of chaos. Right, ready to adapt, knowing that something's going to change that you're not expected. So I'm probably able to maneuver a little bit quicker now, knowing that something that's unexpected is going to happen, and being ready to be audible, ready, and adjust when that moment comes.
But I remember when you got hired, it was like they introduced you, then you had to go coach a national championship game as a D coordinator, then you were putting together a staff, you were recruiting. It was like, you know, you're drinking through a fire hydrant or drinking through a fire hose when you start. And then I felt like last year in the offseason, maybe there was a little more of you understanding what you wanted. I don't know, maybe I'm reading it wrong, but you had these retreats, you know, maybe we just got a glimpse into seeing, you know, you guys in the run-up to the season, which I thought was really smart with those videos. But did you get a chance to kind of do some things last year in the run-up to the season that maybe you didn't get in year one or two?
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, everything that we've done here is something that we want to build on and say, challenge yourself, how can we do it better? So there's certainly been a lot of events like that that have made it to where, you know, we can continue to improve and continue to grow. And I don't think that you should just roll out the template and say, hey, let's do everything the exact same every year. You're talking about a brand new team, you know, each season. And you know, same for us as coaches. How can we challenge ourselves to improve? So you're drinking out of a fire hose year one, no doubt. And you're setting a culture and establishing, you know, what your expectations are. Now the difference is probably everybody in the organization has a really good feel for that. And last year, I'd say more than any year, we had a team that the players understood the expectation. And they set the standard. And when you do that, it allows you to put, you know, focus and energy and effort into some other things that you want to be able to do.
I thought last year, you know, it might have been a little unfair, but we expected Dylan Gabriel to be Bo Nix. And now you've got a quarterback room probably led by Dante Moore, Austin Novosad, those guys. The expectations for those guys will be there too, and that's fine. You know, that's good. But what are your expectations from the quarterback position? What do you need out of that starter?
Well, I expect them to be able to play the best that they're capable of, right? And I think that's something that we've been able to do here, you know, in the last few years is, you know, Bo playing at an extremely high level, Dylan playing at an extremely high level, and, you know, recreating that for whoever steps up there for us. And we have guys that are very capable. You know, ultimately, we want guys that can take care of the ball and get the ball to playmakers and get us into positive plays, right? And I think we have several guys in that room that can do that.
Did you see the Minecraft movie?
No, but I got a great story for you. So Niles saw it, right? My boys saw it. And I walked into the bedroom the other day, and Niles was on the computer. I was like, what are you doing? He goes, oh, I'm writing a movie script. I said, what are you writing a movie script for? He goes, well, I was really disappointed with the Minecraft movie. I thought it could have been better well written. I said, really? He goes, so I'm rewriting the script. And I said, well, where are you at? The beginning, middle, or end? He goes, well, I just got started. I was like, well, how many pages you got? He goes, I'm on page 9 right now, but I'm still in the beginning. And I got an update this past weekend. He's at page 27 now. It still feels like he's at the beginning. So this dude, I guess he saw it, and he was a little disappointed, thinks he can do it better. So we'll see
what he comes up with. I love that. You're going to end up with a filmmaker on your hands, and I think the other kids may be in the movies. That would make you probably happy as being a guy who spent your childhood on the couch reciting movie lines.
Yeah, it would be. I just want my boys to be able to do something that they're passionate about. If they do that, you know, it's never going to feel like they're working.
So those pages, I can just tell you this, those pages, that's about 1 minute of air time or film time for each page. So he's like 27 minutes into the movie. That's not bad. That's a big chunk of movie. So I'm glad he's going after it.
Yeah, it's a lot longer than any paper I ever wrote, I'll tell you that.
I love it. So you didn't get to see it. You needed to go to the theater because these teenage kids in the back of the theater were jumping up and yelling stuff in the movie, throwing their popcorn. They were riding each other's shoulders. Like, it became kind of like the Rocky Horror Picture Show, kind of a cult thing in the theater I was in. It made it enjoyable, but I agree, like, the script wasn't great. But I think you need to go see it or maybe see it with your team.
Yeah, we'll see. That one doesn't really get me super excited. I don't know if that's the movie for me.
All right. I know you're more of a the Departed and Godfather series type guy. Dan Lanning with us, 39-year-old Dan Lanning. All right, so it was your birthday. What birthday gift did you get as a kid that was the best thing ever when you were, you know, 10 or 12 or whatever? What comes to mind?
I don't know that I remember a particular gift. My dad got me a baseball 1 year, and I remember I wanted to have the baseball signed by Nolan Ryan. So after I got the baseball, I gave it to him. He put Nolan Ryan's signature on it, Don Lanning style. So that's something that I remember. I also had one of those things where you could throw the ball and it would hit the net and it popped back to you, so I could play catch myself.
Yes.
That's something that sticks out.
I did that too. And you grew up a little rural like I did, and you had to have that because you didn't always have somebody to go shag balls for you, did you?
Yeah, the neighborhood kids weren't walking 3 miles to come, hang out with each other. So, we were out there in the country, and you figure out how to create a game for yourself.
Did you like that? Because I was talking to somebody today who said that they had grown up a little out in the country, and they were envious of friends that had neighbors that were right next door. But you guys had each other. But how far did you have to ride your bike to get to a friend's house?
Yeah, you couldn't ride your bike to a friend's house. So, yeah, but I loved it. It was a great way to grow up. I couldn't imagine doing it any other way.
Dante Moore, what are we going to see on Saturday in watching him? I haven't seen a lot of him, obviously, since he played at UCLA.
Right. Yeah, I think you'll see some poise and command, a guy that, controls the huddle and is able to deliver the ball. I hope you get to see some of the throws that we've seen in practice so far.
And the room in general, Austin Novosad, I just remember walking away last spring thinking that guy might be the best passer in the group. And, you get a chance to see him every day. What do you see?
Well, I see a lot of what you described. He throws an unbelievable deep ball. He's matured in the system and has done a really, really good job for us. So I'm excited about him. Luke Mokas had a great spring as well. Brock Thomas, KJ, all these guys are really coming along really well.
There's been a lot of talk. I'm going to get to 20,000 feet here, but there's been a lot of talk about tampering and coaches talking here, talking there. But can you maybe give the rest of us some insight on how pervasive that is, how much attention does that need moving forward? The tampering that goes on between not just one school or another, but what you hear and what you see yourself out there with people making contact with guys who aren't in the portal.
Yeah, it's a hard slope to navigate, and a lot of times, the reality isn't necessarily a coach reaching out to a player. It's a high school coach. It's an agent. It's somebody reaching out, hey, would you have an interest in a DB, right? That goes down, kind of a wormhole. So I think it's hard to pin. I think it's really hard to place truth when there's a lot of non-truth in this area, and it's murky water. And I don't know. It's certainly something that needs to be addressed. I don't know the right way to address it, it would be great if there was some teeth, when it comes to what that looks like, but I don't know when that happens or how that happens exactly.
All right, so give me an idea. If we're going to have a penalty for people doing that, tampering, what kind of penalty would really hurt programs? Or, because a lot of times a slap on the wrist, is it a financial penalty? Is it taking away a scholarship? What's the penalty that would get the attention of programs and coaches?
I think all those things. Everything you just mentioned would, but whether it's coaches being suspended for a game, if it's, loss of scholarship, I think there's a lot of things that would garner attention. I think the hard part is the burden of proof and, figuring out how truthful that is. I think there's a lot of times there's accusations thrown out there that aren't remotely true, and it's a player that's walking into his office just hoping to get a raise, right? So there's a lot to dig through in that, and hopefully that there's an opportunity to clean some of that up.
How much is your job changing because of all of that? Because you're having to have those conversations or manage mindsets and mentality. It feels like it's a different job in some ways.
Yeah, this job, you wear a lot of hats, and every job adapts. But this has certainly been one that's changed over the last 5 years for sure.
You were slimming down, I think, at this point a year ago. You were drinking shakes. What are you eating now? What'd you have for lunch today?
I had a shake. Yeah, I had a shake. But I, for whatever reason, I don't feel like I'm losing much weight. Maybe that's because I'm 39. Maybe it's time to go the other direction.
You're going the other way. All right. You got a question for me. We'll finish this interview. You can fire one my way. What do you want to know?
Well, you coming to the spring game? That's my question.
Yeah, I'll be at the spring game. I'm coming. I won't miss
that. You bringing
that.
A friend?
I'm not bringing a friend. I'm there to work. See, you're like my friends. They think I'm eating hot dogs and drinking beers and watching football every Saturday. I'm in there sweating and slaving, and I look like your kid trying to come up with words hunched over a computer.
Well, tell your friends to bring friends in, and we're certainly excited to have, you know, our great fans there. You know, we got some construction going on around the building, so I want people to show up early. That way they can make sure they're in there by the time we kick off. You know, traffic might be a little bit different, something I want them to prepare for, but definitely excited for that.
All right, so Saturday, obviously the gates open at 11. You guys are scrimmaging. There's a baseball game happening afterwards as well across the way at PK Park, big-time baseball game. But, hey, you mentioned the construction. What's that facility is going to be phenomenal, isn't it?
It'll be the best in the nation. Yeah, nothing will touch it. And I'm excited because I get to look out my window every day and see it going. And it's crazy how quick they're moving, and they're doing a great job.
It's like Vegas where they just build something and it happens overnight. You know what I mean? Like, it's incredible. But, all right.
I wish.
All right, I'll let you go. Good luck to you. And make sure your kid hydrates while he's writing that script.
Will do. All right, have a good one. Appreciate it.
All right. All right, there you go. Dan Lanning, Oregon football coach. Spring game Saturday. He wants you to show up, and he wants you to bring friends. If you are somebody that has friends, bring friends. My friends think I go to these games. They think I'm like having a beer and a hot dog and just enjoying myself and getting some sunshine. Now, there's nothing wrong with a beer and hot dog at a spring football game if that's your thing. But I also think, Autzen Stadium's parking lots will open at 10. They've got a fan fest going on from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. In the plaza there around the stadium, right outside the stadium. They will open the gates at 11:30 for the stadium. Then they'll do a national anthem and have an F-15 fly over. I want you to be aware that the F-15 is going to fly over. Don't get scared when you see the F-15. It's coming over at about 12:50 p.m. At 1 o'clock, they'll start the spring game. They'll play the spring game, and then across the way, 4:05, first pitch for the Civil War baseball game, Oregon and Oregon State. So there you have it. There goes Dan Lanning. And excited to see what they look like on Saturday. They'll also be broadcasting the spring game on the Big Ten Network. All right, I want you to leave it here. Our big splash coming up.